The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the Emden Studios. You know, they better be glad I was watching that game in the comfort of my own home last night. Look, I know I'm a glutton for punishment as a Lions fan. Let myself get sucked in. You know, watching that game, feeling like, man, this team. And then when this game, you got to start saying the Lions are legit. Now, it'll be interesting to see how they respond to what happened last night. But in case you missed it, it was one of the worst officiated games I've ever seen. A litany of egregious calls all against the Lions in this contest. And before you get into the home cooking and this happens on the road and, you know, the referees, human error, can't leave it in the hands of the referees. There comes a point where the job performance is so subpar, is so below what should be an acceptable, what the acceptable standard, that you got to speak up. I mean, the Lions, and Pat, someone should be getting fined from the Lions about this. Someone should be taking the L in the pocketbook just to shine the light. Because as I said in the last hour, and as you've heard me say about officials before, look, it's not that I am insensitive to the difficulties of their job. It's not that I am oblivious to how we are raised up in playing sports and watching sports and how easily one could make officials be an excuse. But there does come a point in the dynamic of a game where an official can be the reason, that one team prevails and obviously the other loses, and their ineptitude. Talking about their ineptitude being the reason for that, and that was the case in my opinion last night, or at the very least, for the Lions to have a chance. If you missed it, give you the calls that are most in question. One was a defensive back, Tracy Walker, going for an interception. He's going down to the ground for an interception. A Packer receiver, his name Geronimo Allison, he comes in all Geronimo-like, diving in to get the ball. He dives into the side of Tracy Walker. So understand what I'm saying here. Tracy Walker is going down to the ground for the interception. His body is in position to make the play. The receiver comes from the side, dives into Tracy Walker, dives into the side of him, and essentially knocks himself out. Tracy Walker's flag for personal foul, unnecessary roughness. It's like, wow, this is a joke. To the credit of the broadcast crew, I know Booker McFarland is taking a lot of flack for his color commentary, but he was on point last night. He's like, what? This is ridiculous. The NFL's version of Gandhi, I call Tony Dungy, spoke up. It's like, what is this? How is that a personal foul? But, you know, we'll let that go. Bang, bang, play. Player safety. We're going to err on the side of safety. We're going to say that that's a personal foul penalty. All right, give you that. So the Lions, crucial third down. All right, it's a crucial third down. Trey Flowers, on a pass rush, comes around the edge. The Lions wind up getting the sack. I mean, he extends his arms. He has Eric Bakhtiari. He keeps him from his body. Coach, defensive lineman to do this. Keep the offensive lineman off your body. Keep that arm extended. Work him around the edge. This is textbook stuff. Has his hand placed on the torso of Bakhtiari. Bakhtiari, he's so strong. Bakhtiari is bent back. Gets to the quarterback. The Lions do sack off the field. Wrong. Flag thrown. Hands to the face. Trey Flowers is like, what are you talking about? How can you mix a torso and a face up? How does this happen? Where were you in kindergarten? Have you never seen or heard hands, shoulders, knees, and toes? What's the problem? Have you been afflicted with a sudden case of cataract? Something is going on. But okay, we'll give you that. Hard job. Officials get it wrong. Sometime a few plays later, touchdown pass, Aaron Rodgers to Lazard. All right. Lions get the ball back. Matthew Stafford drops back, goes down the field. And they have a one-on-one scenario. Deep, deep down the field. You got Lions receiver, going deep down the field on a corner route. Corner route.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
And Marvin Jones is open. Marvin Jones goes up for the ball. And just as it's about to get to him, the defensive back comes across his body, chops at his arm. Then the ball gets there. It hits his hands, but his hands have been chopped. He goes down, doesn't bring in the reception. Well, where's the pass interference? Missed call. Matt Patricia doesn't throw the challenge flag. He doesn't throw the challenge flag because these officials in going back to review these pass interference calls are basically going with the call on the field close to 100% of the time, which discourages these NFL coaches from issuing those challenges. So what? Not going to risk it. I think he should have done it. Say, hey, fault of the Lions. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll even give you that one. And then we get to the most egregious call of the game. Because I just gave you the backdrop. I just gave you all the bad calls leading up to the final one. Where the Packers have the ball. They're driving the field down a couple at this point. It's another crucial third down. Trey Flowers coming around the edge again. Textbook form, keeping Bakhtiari off him with his arm extended, hand to the shoulder and then the torso. If anything, Bakhtiari had his hand to Trey Flowers' face. Comes around the corner, little heat. Failed conversion on the part of the Green Bay Packers. But there's a flag. Hands to the face again. The same official making the same call in the last couple of minutes of the game, this time to extend a game-winning drive. So, I mean, I'm sorry if I'm the only one thinking that you had a Tim Donaghy running around out there. And why do I think that? Why do I think it's more than incompetence? It's hard for me to fathom someone being that bad at their job. I mean, it's the same, folks, it was the same call. The same call. Two players. And if you messed the first one up, you got to believe he had some idea. At least he knew there was some suspicion that he messed it up. And this is the game-winning scenario, you make that call? I mean, how brazen is that? So it left me asking you, asking myself, what's the recourse for fans here? It's a recourse for the Lions. The recourse for the Lions is you make a spectacle of it. You know, if you're ownership, you say you pay any fines for anyone that speaks out on this. You know, someone will take care of it. Because you do need to shine a light on it. This could cost them the division, a playoff spot. Who knows what the ramifications of that game last night will be. But from a fan perspective, you scream, you yell, you shout. You got folks across the NFL in the game now, calling games, former players all saying that this is the worst they've seen it. So we just sit and take it? It just is what it is? Or is there something we can do? 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@wtk.com. Folks, want to remind you, our Soaring Eagle trip for the Key Bank Countdown to Kickoff for Penn State. We are not doing that one. Our next time up at Soaring Eagle Casino will be November 2nd for the Maryland game. Be back inside the Ascend Sports Bar, having a great time. When we're up there, they do the watch and win contest. That means every single score, they do a drawing for those inside the Ascend Sports Bar where they give away money that is directly tied to whatever the score was. So if a touchdown is scored, they give away $600 in free play. Extra points scored, $100 in free play. A field goal kicked successfully, $300 in free play. That's how they do it when we're there at the Ascend Sports Bar for the Key Bank Countdown to Kickoff on Michigan game days. But it's a great place to watch any of your sporting events. Outstanding venue, big screen TV in the middle, televisions throughout. And you can make it a vacation right here in the fall, getting into the winter, any time of the year. It's great to make it up to Mount Pleasant to Soaring Eagle because you got the adult fun with the casino. Got the kid fun with the Soaring Eagle Indoor Water Park. You got the Soaring Eagle Arcade for the kids where you can check them in. They got pizza and slushies and games throughout. It's a blast. The steakhouse, the buffet, the diner. Great eating options as well. A vacation right here in the state of Michigan up at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get to your phone calls, emails, and tweets on the other side. Doug and Ipsy, you're first when we return here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.